you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Weeks. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you and I give you all the glory. Lord, I can't do nothing without you, but with you I can do all things. Now, Father God, I pray that you will touch, heal, and deliver and set the captive free on this morning. God, someone is standing in the need of a blessing. I ask that, Lord God, you will show yourself strong in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I give you all the glory and the praise which is due your name. Father God, continue to have thine own way. And Father, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn into the book of 1 Samuel, the 23rd chapter and the 14th verse. That's 1 Samuel 23 and 14. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, Saul hunted him day after day, but God didn't let Saul find him. And the topic of today is invisible. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. You see, David was living on the run from King Saul in the desert of Ziph. He had only done good to Saul. He never turned his back on Saul. But Saul had become so jealous of David that he was obsessed with killing him. Sometimes when you are doing the right thing and you are being good to people, the favor on your life will stir up jealousy in other people. People of God, favor will open doors that no man can close. Favor is what puts you in the places you know that you have no business being there. Favor is what sets you in a position that you know you are not qualified for. Favor is what makes it so that you are exactly where you are supposed to be to accomplish the task that God has set for you to accomplish. Come on here, somebody. Favor qualifies you. When you don't have that degree, when you don't have that diploma, you don't have the physical connection, but the doors open because of God's favor. Favor can take you places that man can never take you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Even though people might have talked badly about you, they have scandalized your name, they had tried to push you out of the will of God, not knowing you cannot be moved. Not because you manufactured your way there, or you kissed up to somebody, because that's one thing. You do not need no click to get a promotion from God. Because God gets the glory. God does not need help from anybody. But it is because of God's favor, which has placed you in the position you have. Come on here, somebody. When God's spirit and his favor is up on your life, you don't have to market yourself because he has placed you on display. You see, David was hiding in caves, doing his best not to get caught. See, sometimes we have to hide from the enemy because God will hide us until he gets ready. Oh, my God, to thee. Oh, come on here, somebody. Walk with me with this. Until he gets ready to set us out. Even though you may be looked over, you may not be called to do anything, Even though you have the gifts to produce what the person needs, God will still say, no, you sit right there. Because don't you know, it's some people will only use you, listen to me well, to pimp the anointing that is up on your life. But I thank God for the favor of God. I thank God for his spirit, because it will hide you. It will hide me until he is ready for me to come out and blossom. Come on here. But you see, Saul had skilled soldiers who were well equipped, and some were specifically trained in tracking people. You see, that's what the enemy does. He will use his imps to come up against you, to try to get you out the will of God, to try to get you to a place to where you don't even hear God anymore. That is his job. Intercessors need to rise up and to pray, and to take the enemy back to his camp. Because if we come together on one accord, the enemy can't do nothing but run. My God, David was badly outnumbered and didn't have any professional training. Y'all gonna get this. It seemed as though he would be easily captured. But the favor of God, which was on his life, the anointing of God, the spirit of God, protected him, because he did not let nothing hurt David. He did not even allow the professional soldiers to even come near him. Even though you may be outnumbered, come on here, somebody. You may feel like you're outnumbered, but God is still protecting you. As long as you have him on your side, you have more than enough. My God to thee. It seemed as though he would be easily captured. But the scripture says, God didn't let Saul find him. Whew, my God. God knows how to hide you from trouble. God knows how to hide you from sickness. God knows how to hide you from discouragement. Because some of you, when something happens, you are easily to get discouraged. That's why God has to hide you sometimes. Because you are easily to fall into the spirit of discouragement. God knows how to hide you from an accident. When you're driving down the highway, and I know some of you can easily testify to this, when you are going one way to a specific place, but then the car all of a sudden detour to another route. You don't know, but you just following it. But you didn't realize God was hiding you, or then God was keeping you from a major accident. Come on here, somebody. God knows when to hide you from people who are trying to bring you down, who are trying to discourage you, who is trying to come up against your faith. I'm telling you, some of you are on this fast. There are many people of God who is fasting. There comes a time when you are fasting. You got to cut off the television. You got to cut off the phone. You got to cut off everything, even sometimes people. Because when you are believing God for a miracle, especially a healing miracle, you do not need any distractions. When you are believing God for an ultimate deliverance, you don't need any distractions. That's why God said, some of these things you are believing him for, it's only going to come through fasting and praying. Oh, Get this. So, just as he came to make blind eyes to see, he can make seeing eyes blind. And so what the Holy Spirit is saying about that, God can blind your enemy from attacking you. Oh, my God. And what I mean about blinding your enemy, he can spiritually blind him so he or she cannot see what you are doing in the spirit. Don't you know people, Maradiosha, can speak words in the spirit to send them to you and cause havoc in your life? They can see in the spirit. Oh, come on here. They can hear conversations in the spirit. I know I can hear conversations in the spirit. I thank God for the spirit of discernment. I can hear conversations. I can see. But God, if it's meant for evil, God will blind them in the spirit. People of God, live from a place of faith. We got to. Because if you live from a place of faith, that he knows how to make you invisible to the enemy. He will make you invisible to people, and he will make you invisible to circumstances that harm, that will not harm you. With God's favor on your life, nothing or no one can harm you. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I thank you for being our refuge and our fortress. My God, in whom do we trust? Thank you for your promise of protecting us, God. When troubles come and placing us out of its reach, we thank you. Father God, we will live from a place of peace, knowing that you know how to make us invisible to the enemy. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I have an announcement. I want you to mark your calendars for this. Get you a pen and some paper, and you should already have it right there beside you. Trinity Baptist Church presents a prophetic revival, and it's coming from 1 Corinthians 10 and 31. So whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. And the theme is for your glory. The host pastor is Pastor Elvira Breville. And there will be healing, a word of prophecy, the Rhema word, salvation, and miracles. And the guest speakers are Millicent Rubin, which will head it off February the 14th. February the 16th is yours truly, myself. February the 17th is Evangelist Shanita Webb of Cornerstone Apostolic Church, Macomb, Mississippi. We have Pastor Geneva Roberson of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we have Pastor Jeannie Williams of New Day Deliverance Apostolic Church of Alexandria. And this is February the 14th. And February the 16th through the 19th, 6 p.m. nightly. For Your Glory starts at 6 p.m. Come, get a word, get a healing, get a miracle. God is going to move in that service. So until we meet again, remember, I love you, and God do too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.